Caught in the middle, faced with new division lines amid celebrations of the First Balkan War. That's how Bulgarian Muslims say they feel. 100 years later, some say this was liberation, while others insist it was ethnic cleansing. This was the last victorious battle of the Bulgarians. That's why it is being glorified now. It is largely regarded as the final liberation from Ottoman rule. The war is believed to have expelled the Ottoman Empire from Europe. But along with it, revanchism and compulsory conversions of local Muslims occurred. Their names, identities, beliefs were forcefully changed into Christian. A declaration condemns this as assimilation.
Our appeal to the Bulgarian and Turkish state authorities, historians, nationalists and religious leaders is to stop abusing the Bulgarian Muslims, confused and oppressed both during the Ottoman rule and later by the restored Bulgarian state and the Republic of Turkey.
He was the mayor of an entirely Muslim village which entered public debates over what was seen as radical views. But as assimilation was repeated once more during communism, it wasn't until 2012 when parliament condemned the so-called revival process as a shameful page of Bulgarian history.
There is no reason for contradiction between Bulgarian Muslim and Bulgarian Christians because we are of the same family, the same roots, we have the same folklore. There are cousins, families, one part of the family is Christian, the other part is Muslim. What some people are trying to do is to make these fight the others and kill them.
Though some people are pro-Turkish Bulgarian politicians and Turkish authorities themselves, the chief historian at Bulgarian Academy of Sciences stresses. And while Bulgarian Foreign Minister has supported Turkey's EU membership, Markov insists Ankara has no place in EU as it demonstrates what he describes as neo-Ottoman ambitions.
We cannot give up these people because someone else from abroad wants them in a false way, in a political way. So we deny this approach on the part of a neighboring country, especially when the destiny of people is being under question.
It's the destiny of social isolation and political exploitation, officials argue. That's due to the wrongful encapsulation of ethnicities, Bulgaria's culture minister told media. Turkish descendant himself, he insists real integration and more freedom are the steps forward. Ivailo Spasov, Press TV, Sofia.